So you were saying that, you were so engrossed in following your own development.
Yeah, I began to be interested in my own development, and anxiety is something that was always an issue. And I remember having like six sessions with the NHS, like counselling, and it was so helpful. And it really showed me that, gosh, just some information can actually go a long way, and it was very powerful for me, kind of moving forward. And I think it continued from there. So, as I say, I went on to this intro to counselling, and I was like, okay. And that was very interesting, looking at the difference between giving advice and counselling, you know, all those different advice type roles. And then I think I did a bit of reading myself, and then I just started researching, really. I just started looking for courses. And as soon as I went to Metanoia, I'm not sure if I should say that, but as soon as I went to Metanoia, which is where I ended up training, and I met one of the tutors there, I had a really, I just had a good feeling about the place, and I thought, let's start. But you know, one other thing, what's interesting, because the work I did with young people, the training that I did was by, it was an art therapist and a drama therapist. So it was like an introduction into this kind of therapeutic world, and it was just a whole different way of being. And I was just like, oh, I really like this. This is different. It was about compassion and acceptance, which I think is so kind of, it sounds so obvious, but it's so difficult, I think, for most of us to sort of achieve. And to hear people talking in that kind of way, but I wanted something of that, and I wanted,
So you experienced it while you were training.
Yes, definitely. Whilst I was training and in my own therapy, I mean, I guess that's the thing. It's good to have your own therapy. You realise, well, I certainly realised that it can be a very powerful experience. And
So we can say that counseling has helped you yourself
absolutely.
first, and that's why you wanted to give the same out to the others.
Yes, I think that's part of it.
Probably it was natural progression, a progression that felt logic and consequent.
I mean, the six sessions I had at counseling, like, you know, my own, I didn't think about training. That was like years before. So there was a big gap. And it was only when I started the course that I really go into therapy, which alongside, I think, you know, it's like you're training to be a counsellor and you're being counselled. But I think, kind of experiencing the power of therapy and what it can do, I think. And also what clients go through, I'm a client, you know, week in, week out, I think really helps you come from that position with your client as not taking it for granted and kind of personally having a kind of investment in it.
Yes,
And
I
also I'd
see.
say what's important is for me, it's kind of, I'm not the expert in the room. I am there. I'm on a journey with the client. You know, I believe the client really does have the kind of resources within them, but I'm kind of helping them on the journey to
So you're a
facilitate.
facilitator
Exactly.
in this instance. I see. It's like that those initial those can you stop?
I can cut it out. It's easy. Ah, right, yeah.
It's like that those initials initial six sessions were kind of a east.
Sowed some
And then
seeds, didn't it?
you proved in a sense like a door
Yes, yeah, no, it's, yeah, exactly. It definitely sowed something. And as I was saying about the layers, what's very interesting, I won't go into it, but the deeper layers as to why I was drawn into this. You know, I guess it's really amazing, really, I guess, as to why we go into all the, why we do what we do in general.
And now you are a therapist here at this counseling service, at Centre 70 Counseling Service.
Yes.
How do you find this?
I really enjoy it. I've been here for nearly 2 years.
Yeah.
It's a small, I feel like it's a service where we're...
Yeah, it's used. Very intimate, isn't it?
It is. I like that, though. Kind of don't get lost in it. You know everyone. A variety of clients. And feel supported here. I think that's important. Feel supported here. I've had 3 supervisors in the time, and I'm just about to start with my 3rd. And each time, you know, you're kind of happy with your supervisor, and then it changes. It's a bit of an anxiety. Oh no, what will this be like? But each time, I've now spoken to my new supervisor. I'm just like, yeah, it's brilliant. It's brilliant actually having different supervisors. It challenges and supported.
Yeah, different point of views, different approaches, and there is always something to learn from it. Wow, very good, interesting.
Yep.